Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and James Berlander. And now let's bring in our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who joins us this morning. Jay, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come on the show. Of course, everyone can find Jay at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. And Jay, I want to start by going back to late last week. University of Michigan, they have this index that tracks consumer sentiment. And we saw quite a bit of movement, more and more Americans believing the economy is doing better than what we had previously seen from this survey over the past few months. And that could have a big impact on the election in 2024, the views of Americans on the state of the economy. And, you know, you wonder if there was a bit of a lag between a lot of the data that we had been talking about and Americans like feeling that data in their own lives. You think that could be the case and why we're seeing these numbers shift?
I think so. And I think a lot of it is just the headlines. And it, a lot of times we've seen the headlines kind of influence to one degree or another sentiment within the consumer to a certain degree. It must be getting better. I've not seen it yet, but I guess I'm feeling like things are getting better. Well, the bottom line is, if you're not seeing it in your day-to-day walk of life, your budget, your expenses, your checkbook, those types of things, it's still not here yet. And that's what a lot of people are still fighting. They're saying, well, yeah, I hear it's getting better, but Jay, I've really yet to see it, you know, from a significant standpoint in my bottom line. I hope certainly that things will, you know, start to level off a bit, because a lot of people are paying more for heating this winter than they've had to do maybe in the last couple of years because of some of the cold and the things that are going on. And that's only making the situation worse. But, you know, yeah, for political type of fodder, yeah, they want as much of this good news as they can, because frankly, for the last, 3 years, there's not been a whole lot for this administration to hang their hat on.
Right. And I also think sometimes we see a situation kind of like Americans' view of Congress, where your own member of Congress, you like them. Congress as a whole, not so much. And when you take a look at some of the surveys and you ask Americans about their finances, you'll see the numbers come back in a much more positive light than when you ask them, well, what do you think about the economy as a whole? And I think that goes back to kind of what you were saying, the influence of some of these headlines and these news narratives.
Well, and that's one of the reasons you and I have spent a lot of time talking about this obsession with the massive, aggressive rate cuts that are supposed to be coming in 2024. That type of message, as it continues to go out there, convinces a lot of people that, yeah, they can get these higher interest rate homes or whatever might happen to be, knowing they can't afford them. But grabbing them now so that as interest rates drop, because obviously they're going to with all these massive and aggressive rate cuts, that they'll be able to refinance down the road. It'll be a fraction of what it is now. I can live through the short-term pain. Well, yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago. There was an 81% chance based on a poll of individuals on Wall Street that we were going to see a rate cut in March. 81%. I'm thinking, what are you guys smoking? I don't see it. I'm sorry. Well, it's now down a week later to, well, there's a 49% chance of a March interest rate cut. We've not even reached the goal the Fed put out to stop interest rate hikes. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm not expecting interest rate cuts this year. I do, and I suspect maybe by the middle of the year, Ryan, we'll start to see it, and maybe one or two, maybe before the end of the year. But a lot of things have to happen. And this idea that, you know, we're just predisposed to it's going to happen, I think is just a reckless narrative that too many people are trying to spin right now, because they want to get back to the times of cheaper money and things of this nature. And, well, right now, the data just doesn't support us moving in that direction.
We're joined by our market and air travel expert, Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Real quick, in terms of things to watch for this week, we have more earnings reports coming out, and then we have a big inflation report coming out a little bit later on this week, too.
That's it. Earnings, of course, this week, but I think all the eyes are on what's going to be release as far as the report on Friday. And the thought is, with when we start having any inflationary data start to roll in, how is the Fed going to look at it? So we'll have the information, and I think the Fed's in a blackout period for the next week and a half or so where they're not really going to be saying anything. So it's going to be up to a lot of investor interpretation on how the info came out and how that information is going to be digested by members of the Fed and what that will lead them to do with regards to an interest rate cut, continued pause, or an interest rate hike.
All right. And now let's switch to an air travel story. And this is an awful one. A passenger who died after climbing into a jet engine. And this was like caught on surveillance video. What happened?
Well, it's an incident that happened a couple of weeks ago, but we're just not getting the video of this 30-year-old man. He's running through the Salt Lake Airport. It's late at night. Most of the gate areas are empty. And you might see a couple of custodians doing their job. And he's going up to every single door trying to pull it open to go down the jet bridge, apparently to get down on the tarmac. Well, he finally found an emergency door like you would see at a store or something that you push on it and the alarm sounds for 20 seconds and then the door opens. It's an emergency access area to the tarmac. And he ends up down on the ramp running, and he ends up running towards an aircraft that as he approached it, it was a plane that was being de-iced, also had its engines rotating. And he got too close, and he died from his injuries. And right now, the National Transportation Safety Board and the airport and the police there are trying to investigate it to find out what motivation there might have been or anything with regards to what took place here, because just a horrific situation that right now we've got a lot of questions and yeah, absolutely no answers for.
Right. This is kind of reminiscent of that case that we had. What was it?
It was a couple of months ago. It was an airline employee who ended up getting sucked into the jet engine. And they talked about that maybe it was a suicide. And I don't know if we ever figured out exactly what happened.
Right.
I think that was still up in the air, but there was also some issues on training where this individual, I believe, had been warned before about doing certain things that was putting her in harm's way. And, you know, a lot of it was being looked at. Was this just a careless mistake that ended up in her losing her life?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, anytime you're 30 feet in front of an engine that's operating, you're in danger.
Yeah.
And so it's a very, very dangerous position to be in. And but, you know, airline employees are trained, hopefully to a high extent, on the dangers of that, staying outside that circle of safety in front of and behind an aircraft engine. And it's something that we deal with every day. When you have a passenger who's out there running around, they have no idea how soon they would be in danger. But, you know, the idea of running towards an airplane at all and being somewhere where you're not supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
The ramp is a very dangerous place. The idea that somebody could get out there and actually get that far without being stopped, detained, or something, I'm sure something that the Salt Lake Airport's going to be looking at.
All right, our air travel and market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. Again, find him online at daytradefund.com. And this is Jay's New Time with us every week, Mondays at 8:35. Jay, really appreciate the time and insight this morning. Thanks so much.
Hey, the pleasure is mine, and please check out that Saturday Night Live video on Alaska Airlines.
Yes.
I think you'll get a chuckle. Please.
They did a really good job with that. You're right. All right.
I'm not a big fan of those, but it was a funny video to watch.
It was a good one. All right. Thanks again, Jay.